Hi, everybody. I hope you are enjoying the new season so far. Today, I am speaking with another amazing woman, Corey, who is the executive director of one of my favorite places. She gets to work at Heritage Square Museum in Los Angeles. Ta-ta. Welcome to Career Quest, Corey.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what do you mainly do for your job?
So my job is, I am the executive director at Heritage Square Museum, and we are an outdoor museum, indoor-outdoor. We have Victorian homes, and we restore and preserve homes that have been moved to the property that were going to be destroyed. So the main part of my job is to make certain that these homes are in good, safe, working order. Nobody lives in them. However, we do have groups go in and tour the homes, and we teach people about history and educating on early Los Angeles history in the 19th century.
Cool.
So for my job, I do all kinds of things. I do things from dressing the rooms to look like they did during Victorian times, all the way to feeding chickens, feeding our cat, picking up trash, working in the gift store. I also am the merchandiser for the gift store, so I buy all the merchandise for the gift store. So I have many, many jobs.
How did you originally get interested in this career?
Well, I've always liked architecture, and I've always liked restoration and history. And I was a self-taught artist. I'm a glass artist, and I did that for many, many years. I did different shows all over the country, and I got a call one day from USC, the Gamble House, which is the School of Architecture, and they needed somebody. And I said, sure, I'll try it. You know, so 16 years later, I ran the Gamble House for 16 years. And then this job came up and somebody called me and said that Heritage Square was looking for an executive director. So I applied for the position and I got it. And I think mainly the reason I got it was because I'm so passionate about history, and I love people. I love hearing people's stories. I like meeting people, and I like reaching out into the community and getting to know, you know, our community friends and families, and I like to build relationships. So I think it started with just liking architecture, and it just moved on from there.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Oh no, I'm just thinking of the cool houses because they're very cool.
They are very cool.
Oh, and the magnet.
The houses are very cool. They have
magnet.
Oh yes, the Hale House. Yes. Yes. They have a rich history about the families that lived there. And, you know, a lot of people talk about the hauntings, and, you know, a lot of people talk about the furniture and the architecture. And I like to feel that the houses are welcoming and they make people feel good when they're there. And they also get an idea of what history, what people lived like during that period.
Yeah, I think the Victorian age is a very pretty age, am I?
It is.
Choice.
It is.
I think that's kind of my favorite.
Yeah,
I kind of like that period.
Yeah, I do too. There's a lot of decor. You know, the Victorians seem to think that more was better, as opposed to like mid-century modern or the arts and crafts movement, which was a more simple type of architecture, although grand in scale. So I think the Victorian architecture really does tell a story as far as the people who built the houses and who lived in the houses.
Yeah, they like, for the stuff that they make, like made back then, like it's so detailed. Like in every little corner, you can see something like.
Yes, I like to say that the Victorians were like the ultimate recyclers and the ultimate crafters.
They would just use everything.
They would use anything and everything, you know, all the way down to their hair. You know, they saved their hair, and when they would have a loved one pass away, they would take that loved one's hair and they would weave it into a design, like a flower or a hairpin or a brooch or a big wreath. They would weave it into this particular form with their other family members. So they would have this keepsake and this memento for all time.
Oh my God.
I know, isn't that wild?
That sounds disgusting, but kind of cool at the same time.
I know, right? It totally does, yeah.
Okay. What kind of training or schooling did you have to complete to become an executive director of such a cool place?
Well, I think mostly it's experience. Although when I worked for USC, I went to school constantly because I was able to attend USC for free because I was an employee. So I really took advantage of that. And I took every kind of business class. I took historic preservation courses. I took historic preservation summer courses. And I really did benefit from that. But I also know that a good part of my skill is self-taught. And I like to think that it's because I'm so passionate about what I do. And that I really enjoy going to work every day and I really love my job. And I think that that's a really important part of anybody's life. You know, if you're gonna go spend all those hours somewhere, you should really enjoy it and really feel like you're contributing.
Yeah. What do you have to wear to your job?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the old West. It's dirty, it's very dirty. And so, mostly I wear my Chuck Taylor tennis shoes, pair of jeans, and a t-shirt. And then on the weekends when we're in the store and we have guests, we dress up a little more. We dress up and wear business casual. But during the week, you know, it's when you're going to crawl into a chicken coop and clean out a chicken coop, you kind of don't really want to be wearing your fancy dress.
Okay. What is your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part about my job, I would have to say, is the people that I meet. Like I met you and your mom, and I have really great relationships with Street Food Cinema and all kinds of community, Bob Baker Marionettes and the guests that come in. We do a lot of film shoots, so I meet a lot of interesting people there. I met Ozzy Osbourne and his family, and it's just a really interesting environment. So, yeah.
What is your least favorite part about your job?
Okay, my least favorite, I would have to say the politics. And when I say politics, I mean different personalities. You have to deal with a lot of different personalities, from volunteers to staff to volunteer board members. And sometimes it's very, very challenging to get those people to understand what my job is.
I can imagine that. And it's so weird just imagining that.
I know, it is. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of have a weird job. It's a great job, but it's also weird in a way, you know.
Oy. Oh my God, I can just imagine, like, in some rooms, the smell is so heavy because it's so old.
Yes. And when it rains,
oh my,
like the church, for example, when it rains, we have a family of raccoons that were living in there. So when it rains, the raccoon smells pretty strong.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we don't need to elaborate, but, you know, it's just one of the fun parts.
Do you think your job helps people? And if so, how?
I do think my job helps people. I think it helps people understand us as a community or a society. And I think it's educational for people to see how other people lived in previous time. I think that's very important. For example, people who are your age don't necessarily know what it's like to grow up without a cell phone. And in the Victorian, yeah, exactly.
That's a nightmare.
I know. And in the Victorian times, they didn't have telephones. They barely had radio. They hardly had any way to communicate except for getting in the buggy or getting on a horse and
or letters.
Or letters, right. Letters were very popular. They'd have messengers. So that's something that is, I think it's very helpful to people to see how other people lived in different time periods. A lot of people think that they would love to live in the Victorian era. They kind of fantasize about it being really glamorous, but, and I guess if you were really wealthy, it probably was because you had somebody doing everything for you. But as regular people, it was a very difficult time to live in. There was a lot of sickness. There was a lot of dirt, a lot of germs, a lot of people living in one space.
They just be better. They better be glad that they didn't have COVID.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
everyone would be gone. We wouldn't exist.
Right. Right.
Okay. What was your dream job as a kid?
Okay, as a kid, I think I was about 8 years old when somebody asked me, probably my parents, what do you want to do? And my dream job was to be a flight attendant. I was going to have my own apartment and I wanted to be a flight attendant so that I could fly and travel all over the world. And I was going to play tambourine in a band. So it's totally ridiculous, but that's what I remember.
Just that compared to what I want to be, I literally want to design how, like, the inside of houses.
Oh, and okay. Then,
so thinking of that, playing a tambourine.
I know. It's different times. But yeah, designing interiors of houses would be super fun.
Yeah.
That would be so great.
Yeah, I feel like I would like that because I enjoy doing it in, like, games. Like, that's my favorite part. I, like, literally spend hours doing it. I'm just like, I'm in my happy place right now.
Yeah. And you know, almost every week we go through the houses and we clean them up and we move things around and we redecorate, and it takes hours. And it is a happy place because, like, Danelle and I are the ones that usually do all the curating, and we could be doing it for 5 or 6 hours and all of a sudden we'll look up and go, oh gosh, it's 8 o'clock at night. We haven't eaten. It's dark out, but it's been fun. It's great, you know? So, you know, one of these days when we do some interior moving things, changing, decorating, you should come by and help us. It would be super fun.
Yeah. I have these Victorian houses in a game called The Sims. Uh-huh. And like, I have all these cool, like, Victorian styled stuff, and like, I just design it and I'm like having so much fun. I just do it for like an hour and then I realize, oh my God, 1 hour's passed.
Right, right.
And I've been designing this whole house.
That's just great.
Like, putting stuff in like places and like choosing what room is going to be which.
Is it like a miniature scene kind of thing? Is it digital?
It's like you can create your own, like, person. Like, you can do it yourself or some random person. And, like, you can put them in this house and, like, you can choose their life's choices.
Oh, wow.
It's really fun.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
And you can, like, design their houses and, like, buy certain stuff. It's like real life, but in a game.
But in a game, right, right. Yeah. So do you work towards a goal so that you get money so that you can buy things?
Yeah, you can points? Give them a job and, like, mm-hmm. stuff, and it's...
That's cool. That's great. Kind of like Animal Crossing, but a little more...
Oh, yeah, I love Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to talk with me today. It was fun.
Yes, it was fun. Thank you. And I hope you gain a little bit of an understanding of what my job is. And I really love that you're doing this podcast. I listened to quite a few of them today while I was driving around, and they were fascinating. They were fascinating. And I think I think it's great. I think it's great that you're doing this. And I think everybody should listen to it, because a lot of people just assume, they think they know what somebody's job is. And this is a great way of showing.
Yeah. And then they do it and realize they've made a big mistake if they don't like it.
Yeah. A lot of people think some other jobs are easy, and then you know, you get them in your shoes and it's like, oh.
I don't want to do this. Right. But it was really hard getting this job. What do I do now?
What do I do now? Yeah. Yeah. That's always a risk.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do, I love you.